We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Becca.
I'm Ashton.
I'm Brittany.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
I'm Jamie, and here's Miss Karen.
Hi, everybody. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Do you believe that with God anything is possible?
Yes. Yeah?
Well, give me some examples. Carolyn.
Peter could walk on the water.
Jesus calmed the wind and waves and had power over them.
Jesus took the lunch of a small boy and fed thousands.
Jesus rose from the dead.
And where have you read these stories? How do you know these facts?
From the Bible.
That's right. And we can believe everything that we read in God's Word. God's Word, God's truth.
The God who created the universe.
Who put each star in the heavens.
Our Father who came to live and walk with us.
He is able.
We can expect miracles.
That doesn't mean they'll always happen.
But we can expect them.
A little seed is all you need to believe, to believe. All you need is one small seed to believe in Jesus. For God so loved the world, He sent His only Son, that
that was sent to us from a family in Philadelphia.
We can learn a very important lesson from a little girl named Bethany.
When Bethany celebrated her fourth birthday, her mom and dad gave her a birthday present, a hamster.
She named her furry little friend Cloudy.
Cloudy had probably never been able to run outside of his cage.
So when Bethany's mom gave him a little taste of freedom, he ran, and he found a hole in the wall by the baseboard heater.
Cloudy crawled in.
You can imagine how Bethany and her family felt.
What could they do? What would happen to Cloudy?
There was only one thing they could do when the hamster left their sight.
They prayed.
Little Bethany reassured her mom that God answers prayers.
As a result, Bethany was confident that Cloudy would be back, even though her mom was thinking what to do with the hamster in the wall.
That same night, they heard a scratching noise in the kitchen.
Cloudy was alive and well.
Her parents considered taking down the linen closet and tearing through the drywall.
But by the time they cleared access to the wall, Cloudy had dropped to the level of the floor.
All that separated him from his family was a piece of trim board.
Once that was pulled off, they saw Cloudy's nose poking out from the drywall.
After they made the hole bigger, out he came.
Bethany and her little brother Andrew were overjoyed to be reunited with their furry little friend.
Bethany and her family learned two lessons from this experience. Here's what they wrote to us. One is the obvious. Don't let Cloudy loose again. And the second is more of a reminder to have. As Jesus encouraged us, faith like a child. As much as we, her parents, really did resolve ourselves to the fact that Cloudy would be stuck in the wall, Bethany, however, seemed to have confidence. Because children haven't experienced life's disappointments as much, they're quicker to trust. However, despite our experiences, we should never let anything keep us from trusting what the Lord has promised us in His Word. Faith like a child, like a mustard seed, is all that we need to move mountains.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the foaming seas abroad.
What was the lesson you learned from Bethany's story, Alexa?
That you should always pray to God.
Okay.
When you need help.
Accept whatever happens and to trust God, like to have faith.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Don't let animals run free so you don't have to tear up your walls.
Okay, that's right. Well, you know, sometimes when we pray, we don't always get what we pray for, do we?
No.
And we don't always see answers to prayers right away. God knows what's best for us, and He gives us what we need. But not always what we
want.
Sometimes we get different answers.
Sometimes we have to wait for an answer. But we do know that God is always there for us.
God is in control.
We can put our trust in Him.
We can put our faith in Him.
We believe in Jesus,
the Son of God,
the King of Kings,
the life everlasting.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for teaching us about faith. When we put our faith in you, when we believe in you, anything is possible. Teach us to be bold, to come to you in prayer, expecting miracles. Teach us to accept whatever it is that you give us, to live each day looking to you. You will guide us. You will show us the way. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks to Bethany and her family for sending her story to us.
We can learn so much from each other.
And remember, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
With God, all things are possible. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.